Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, ladies. Dr. Fiona Lovely here. This is Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, making hormones make sense. I hope everyone's well. I hope you're having a great week. Up here in Canada, it's a holiday weekend, and so we've got most of us have family things planned today, Heritage Day or Family Day, we call it, so that's pretty exciting. But that said, before I go off and spend time with my beloveds, I really had a topic that I was just super excited to talk to you about today. So we're going to talk about what your beliefs are. And this is episode 41, which is super exciting for me too. But before I do that, I want to direct you to my Facebook page, Not Your Mother's Menopause Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast page on Facebook. Also, Dr. Fiona Lovely's professional page on Facebook. Both have links to the Hormonal Harmony Summit that I have done an interview for. And it is... it's a free online event where there's more than 30 experts are talking about our own experience and experience with our patients and clients, etc., on the topics of hormonal harmony. And super exciting, fun topic for me. I was asked to speak on the taboo subjects of menopause. Again, stuff I love. Come on, how fun is that? So it's a totally free event. You go follow the link on the Facebook page, which I'll also give you here in just a second. And you get signed up for it. And my class is on March 6th, I believe. So you'll get the link for it again. It's totally free. You can watch it in your jammies. You can drink wine. You can do whatever you want to do while you're listening to me speak about the subjects of menopausal taboo, but lots of other really great speakers too. So you just can't go wrong. Here's the link. It's hormonalharmonysummit.com/Dr. Fiona Lovely. And again, you can find that on the Facebook page, on my Twitter page, and of course the Facebook page is Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast page on Facebook. Okay, so topic today is, what are your beliefs? What do you believe to be true about yourself, about the world you live in, about the stuff that's going on around you? So, have you ever really thought about why you believe what you believe? For a lot of us, this is a super awareness moment. Like when you become aware that maybe these thoughts that you've held true your whole life are not really true, or somebody else's thoughts, this can be huge for women when we're trying to figure out in our midlife where it is we fit into the world. So, this is what you need to think about. What are your beliefs of yourself as a woman in our society? Is there power in that? Is there weakness in that? Does that restrict you in any way? What are your thoughts around that? What about your beliefs as a mother? What does it take to be a good mother? Oh my gosh, that's a huge subject that could be a podcast for years all on its own. What are your beliefs about your role as an employee, or your role as a business owner, or as a professional? And I think most importantly, what do you believe to be true about being a woman in perimenopause? What does it mean to you to be a woman that is in menopause? I mean, that's the term that society uses more commonly. Because you listen to my podcast, you know better than that. You're far more educated than the average person on menopause. So you know the proper term is perimenopause. But let's say it as society would say it. What does it mean to be a woman in menopause? So it turns out that the pharmaceutical companies, the one in particular that made the hormone replacement therapy, which still stands as the standard of pharmaceutical hormone replacement therapy, had an entire campaign. I believe it was the 1930s and 1940s. I'd have to fact check on that, but it's sometime around that time. They had an entire marketing campaign where they sent out slick doctors to talk to other doctors and women, saying that at a certain age, women become dried up old hags, and here's the pill to fix that. So when you think about that, that has stuck true for society for a very long time. Now, I think we perpetuate it. We certainly have a culture that perpetuates it. We certainly have the money in big pharmacy that wants, big pharmaceuticals, that wants you to believe that's true, so that you will reach out and find their drugs in hopes that that will be a solution for you. You want to know more about that? There was a series of podcasts done on the cocktail, prescriptive cocktail of menopause, early on. So you'd have to go back. I think there were 5 of those lectures. But anyways, if you want to know more about what those drugs actually were or are, excuse me. So we are taught that we become dried up old hags at this age. And I don't know about you, but bullshit. I don't believe that for a second. Look at the celebrities now that are really coming forth that are glorious and juicy. Madonna, J-Lo. Did you guys see J-Lo at the Grammys in that gorgeous lavender dress? Maybe it was lilac. She is 47. I had to look it up. She's 47. She looks fabulous. I actually think she looks way better now than she did in her 20s when she was Jenny from the Block. So look at these celebrities. Look at Meryl Streep. I mean, come on. She is gorgeous. There's so many I could name. So, you know, I think society is really changing. So a big part of that is we have to ourselves take on the work of changing our beliefs so that we no longer hold these societal, there's no longer these societal strongholds, these cultural portals, as Dr. Northrup talks about. So to carry on, what do you believe is true about being a retiree? So do you understand that the whole concept of retiring at 65 was some guy's idea of the age at which you no longer are sharp enough to carry on doing work, and therefore we should pay you until you croak? And our entire society backs that up. So are these stages we must pass through because society says they are, or is it just somebody else's idea of who we should be? So you guys know I'm the queen of authenticity, and that's a super important question that I think all of us need to ask is, are we operating from somebody else's idea of who we are and who we should be versus what is authentically us? So can you remember where you learned these ideals? Chances are you're going to say, it likely was always there. You don't remember learning it, which means those are societal constructs. And it's also likely that those ideas were reinforced by an environment which believed it too, and you got the reinforcement of the beliefs of your mothers, fathers, teachers, and preachers, your MFTP. On top of that, you've got the television, the news, and social media reinforcing all of that. And of course, here's the funny thing about social media. Chances are you've picked who ends up on your news feed or on your Twitter feed. And of course, you're going to sign up for things based on what you feel is true about these things that are operating likely completely unconsciously for you. So I say, let's change the status quo by disbelieving this stuff. So, you know, you need to mine it out for yourself a little bit, because we all got presented it or fed it in a different way. So here's how it works. Dr. Deepak Chopra calls this the mass delusion of society. And here's how it works. Number one, you're told this is how things are. And you're told that at a time where your brain is growing, developing, making neural networks like crazy. And you're seeking relational information about your environment, which becomes deeply embedded and continuously reinforced by people, media, marketing, etc. So number two, you spend your life living out what society believes you should be. And really, when I say that word, I think, and we should all be mad as hell about that. On the other hand, here's how this happens. Humans are easy to control if you believe that these beliefs are the way things are, because it's the way it's always been. And that's usually the argument for why it is we're still doing things in these ways. We know that we all should be individuals. We're not all going to become dried up old hags, but even just those words are offensive. Those words aren't even mine. They're the words that are coming from the pharmaceutical company, saying this is how you're going to market our new pill. Hormone replacement therapy was a gigantic cash cow for this company. So imagine their disappointment when the Women's Health Initiative said, hold on a second here. Maybe we should be looking at these things a little deeper. And are they really helping women, or are they just causing more troubles? Anyways, I know I've talked about that on another podcast. Please defer to that to learn more about the Women's Health Initiative. So humans are easy to control if we believe what society wants us to believe. And institutions want us to do that. Government, politics, religion, easier to control if we just believe what we've been spoon-fed. So, as always, let me give you some action steps on how we reclaim ourselves authentically. So first is acknowledge the BS you've been taught, okay? You may not even be aware of just how deep and how much there is. It can take years to sort of fish all that out or pull it all apart. Decide you want to learn another way. Because here's the thing. At perimenopause, we're essentially making a redirectional shift in our physical bodies, in our mental bodies, in our spiritual bodies. And if we can't get on board with that, then what happens is we believe that we are dried up old hags. We believe that we become inefficient at a certain age, and we spend out our days in our recliners in front of the television, our brains atrophying by the second. And I hate to think that any of us will do that, but that's what we've been taught is the way things are supposed to happen. So decide you want to learn another way. Understand that this is the calling of midlife for women. This is the calling of perimenopause. How is it that we can redirect our thinking to healthier ways so that the second act of our lives is extraordinary and about us? Okay, so number two, know yourself. Who were you before you became what they told you you needed to become? And, you know, sometimes this is a hard thing to discover, because it really is that self-discovery. You need to go decide that you are the most important thing in your world, which sounds so silly when I say it like that. Of course. But how many of us actually do it? And that's the tough part, right? So acknowledge that that needs to change, and acknowledge that discovering yourself is such an important part of how your perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause, and retirement, if you choose, are going to play out. Go on a date. Take yourself on a date. Have fun. Don't plan anything except something that would bring you purely pleasure. And maybe you don't even know what that is. So go out and discover. Tell your friends and family that are expecting things of you that you are unavailable, and go off and discover and have fun with it, because it should be fun. So reject their ideals and go on a journey of self-discovery to your own life. Have fun. So I'm going to throw a little bit of nerdy science-y stuff at you here because I think it's super important, right? Knowledge is power. So this is how this all works. Science is on your side here. If you have recalled me talking about epigenetics previously, so the idea is your physical traits, your physical expression are bits of DNA that are turned on and off by proteins, okay? So the question is, where do the proteins come from? Well, the proteins are determined by your environment. That is, your physical, external, and mental environment, okay? So, of course, right away, you think, if somebody has given me information that causes me to think a certain way, then I'm creating a physical body that is based on somebody else's ideals, right? So this is where the bullshit part comes in. Okay, so number one, your body is energy and information. Your information of the body comes from the mind. The mind is a creation of the brain to make for personality, values, morals, behaviors, and beliefs. So the thoughts you think by what you believe and what you see in your environment are what makes the proteins turn on and off and your genetic expression. Okay? So what you think creates a chemical cascade in your body, which then turns on and off whether or not you're going to express one gene. Let's say that gene is for multiple sclerosis or Alzheimer's, or you're going to turn on another gene, which is protective of your cells from diabetes or heart disease. So figuring out your beliefs allows you a window into your thoughts, because to be honest with you, we have so many thoughts in a day. Most of them are miserable. And this will give you an idea. This opens that window, allows you to see, wow, is that really what I believe to be true about myself? Or have I been fed that my whole life by somebody else? And of course, I don't think, for the most part, other people don't mean to do it. It's just what they've always known. So we teach what we know, right? So here's the last thing I'm going to leave you with, because I hope this gives you some real power around this. Your body is a process, a verb, not a noun. A year from now, 98% of the atoms that are in your body right now, in the 2017 model, will be replaced. So it's up to you what that looks and feels like. And the first way to create the power of that for yourself is to figure out how much of what you're thinking about yourself isn't even yours. And then get rid of it. And then figure out what it is you really know about you. Have fun. And by the way, sisters, I'm on this exploration myself, and I can tell you, it's a ride. It's so fun. Just embrace it, because really, you get to choose. Know that I love you. I love that you're listening to this podcast. I love that my topics are resonating with you. I adore when I get a message from you guys, whether it's through my website, drlovely.expert, or it's through the Facebook page. I just love hearing from you. So I hope this has been helpful for you too. I hope you have a great week. Talk to you soon.
The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.